From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 24th, 2022. This revised episode from February 2019 is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes. This week, that excerpt of Cold World by Blacksburg, Virginia musician Cat Mills opens an episode on the differences among three kinds of frozen precipitation experienced when Virginia's world turns cold. We set the stage with some winter storm mystery sounds, including one of those kinds of precipitation. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what kind of falling frozen water you're hearing.
Tonight, rain or snow until midnight, then snow or sleet or rain or freezing rain. Snow and sleet accumulation up to 1 inch. Additional ice accumulation around a trace.
If you guessed sleet, you're right. You heard sleet falling in Blacksburg on February 17, 2019, along with a NOAA Weather Radio winter storm forecast for Southside, Virginia on February 19, 2019. As the Weather Radio forecast shows, winter storms in Virginia can bring a hard-to-predict mix, some might say mess, of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. What's alike and what's different among these three precipitation types? All typically start as snow high up in the atmosphere, where collections of ice crystals combine into snowflakes. If those flakes encounter only sub-freezing air as they fall, they'll reach the ground as snow. If, however, snowflakes encounter a warmer air mass on their way down, sleet or freezing rain can result. If that warm air mass is relatively narrow and more cold air is encountered below it, the melted flakes can refreeze and fall to the ground as pellets of sleet. On the other hand, if that warm air mass is wide and reaches relatively close to the ground, cold liquid raindrops can fall, and upon contact with surfaces at sub-freezing temperature, turn into coatings of ice. That's freezing rain. Predicting whether a storm will result in snow, sleet, freezing rain, or just rain is complicated for forecasters. And of course, it's crucial for public safety. While sleet may have relatively less impact, we all know the challenges of snow, and significant accumulations of freezing rain, also called ice storms, can be especially hazardous from slick roads and downed trees and power lines. Thanks to Cat Mills for permission to use this week's opening music. We close with some other music that sounds something like sleet, its composer has said, with a title that fits the reaction of many children to snow. Here's about 15 seconds of Pure Joy by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.